Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
President Trump made the call to take out the terrorist Soleimani when he found out imminent attacks were being planned to kill Americans at not only the Baghdad embassy, but at other embassies as well. We didn't invade Iran to kill Soleimani and his country. Rather, Soleimani had boldly landed in Iraq to coordinate attacks on Americans, and that was the opportunity the president took. Did American actors and their sympathetic left-wing supporters ever express grief and apologize for the killing of Osama bin Laden or Saddam Hussein? The answer is, of course not, nor should they have. When you're at war, the death of enemy combatants is considered to be achievements, nothing to apologize for. America never apologized during World War II for the deaths that occurred in Dresden, Germany, or Hiroshima or Nagasaki. We were at war, and when you're at war, the choices are either winning or die, and the latter is not much of a choice. And for all intents and purposes, we have been in a state of war with Iran ever since Americans were kidnapped with government approval during the Carter administration. So Soleimani was nothing more than a casualty in a war begun by his own country. So who would apologize for our actions? The actress Rose McGowan tweeted, quote, "Dear Iran, the USA has disrespected your country, your flag, your people. 52% of us humbly apologize. We want peace with your nation. We are being held hostage by a terrorist regime. We do not know how to escape. Please do not kill us," end of quote. Her follow-up tweet added, quote, "I do not side with Iran, but I most definitely do not side with the USA," end of quote. Her adamant expression reveals she just can't find herself supporting her own country. Now that might have something to do with the fact that Donald Trump is the president, or she just might not have a great love for America. Many Americans on the left don't often express much love for their own country. Then there's the genius filmmaker Michael Moore, who issued his own tweet apologizing to Iran on behalf of the American people, although it's not certain how many Americans feel that he's speaking on their behalf. His tweet read, quote, "Sir, I deeply regret the violence on our behalf by a man that most Americans have never voted for, a void power, a sincere man, Michael Moore, an American citizen," end of quote. He then went ahead and issued a public plea to the Ayatollah and the president of Iran to hold back on engaging in any acts of violence against the United States, asking them instead to let the American people vote Trump out of office in November or for the Senate to remove him from office. Now, can anyone imagine any Americans reaching out to the fascist leaders of Germany, Italy, or Japan during World War II and issuing similar expressions? Now, let's be clear. It's certainly one thing when Americans express their disapproval of actions or people in this country. Those expressions are guaranteed and protected by our First Amendment. Whether you agree or disagree with the statements made in this country, it's our responsibility to defend another person's freedom of speech. But the idea that one would reach out to a country we're at war with and to express sympathy for them while blasting our own president is a truly disgusting behavior. The disrespect they are showing is not only directed to President Trump, but bleeds over to become a gross disrespect for our entire nation. Offering sympathy for our enemy while apologizing for our obligation to defend ourselves is complete nonsense. But the hatred for Donald Trump and the lack of respect for this nation appears to be a primary motivation for these people to get out of bed in the morning. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.